We are up to Simon in Kufsa Design, Sif Dalet. Right, Sif Dalet actually is talking about Hilchizimun, but the underlying Yesoid is actually very essential with regards to Hilchiz Birkas Hamozoi. And it's actually a little bit Shloibim Koimo. It appears to be not in its correct place in a way. Well, it is in its right place because it's about Zimun. But the underlying Yesod really should have heard about this years ago. Because it's about one of the Yesodis of Birkas Hamozen. Let us see what Shulchan Aruch says. Seif Dalet. Chaverim she'ochlu ke'echot. Chaverim she'ochlu ke'echot. There was a few people who ate together. K'tzosam ochlu k'dei svio. Some of them ate k'dei svio that are completely satisfied. U'k'tzosam loy ochlu ela k'zais. Some ate completely, are completely full, they're satisfied, they're happy. And some of them, lo ochlo kezais, they only ate the kezais. Im kulam yoidim levorech. If everybody knows how to bench properly, really, to all quite comfortable to bench themselves, really, then mitzvah, it is proper, it is right, it is a mitzvah upon. Shevoch oise sheochal kidei sviya, v'yoitzis acherim. If all of them can bench really, you need one person to lead the benching. Who should be leading the benching? Says Shulchan Aruch, the person who leads the benching is who? He's the one who ate k'dei svio is completely satisfied. The others were only eating the kezais. The person who ate more than the kezais, the person who ate k'dei svio is completely satisfied, he should be the one leading the benching. Why is that? Therefore, he's got a mitzvah deraisa to bench. Very good. Moshele says that he has got the reise to bench. We'll polish that shortly. Continue Shulchan Aruch. V'im ein yoidim, and if not everybody knows how to bench properly, v'im yoidim kulam levorich, and if not everybody knows how to bench, mi sh'ochel kezais, yochel le'oitzi af oysam sh'ochel k'dei sviyam. If it needs to be, then the person who can bench can be moitzi anybody else as well, and it's fine. But if possible, if all of them know how to bench, the person who ate sufficiently to be completely satisfied, he should be the one leading the benching. Now, let us explain this. Says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chof Gimel Mitzvah. The kiven the habemem ochlu k'dei svia. Since all of them ate, many of them ate k'dei svia. Umechuyavim bevirkas hamozen min ha'toira. Since some of them ate k'dei svia, they are completely satisfied. Umechuyavim min ha'toira bevirkas hamozen. They are obligated from a Torah perspective to bench. Mutav shoytziom gamken oise sheochal k'dei svia. Umechuyav min ha'toira kamoisoi. Says the Mishnah Berurah the following is so very similar to what Moshe is basically what Moshe is saying. We know that anybody who washed and ate the gezais needs to bench. This is true. Halach lemaisa. However, there is many rishonim who hold that a chiyuv the oraisa of benching only applies if you are completely satisfied. Rabbi said there's many knock-ons halach lemaisa. Only somebody who is completely full, completely satisfied, should bench with the oraisa. If you bench, although you're not completely full, you bench, but that's only midrabanan. Hence, if you've got a group of people, and they all know how to bench, who should be the one leading the benching? The one who's completely satisfied. Because he is the only one that can really be moitzi others. He's the reiser, others are midrabanan. So he can be moitzi others, as opposed to the others who ate the kezais. They won't be able to moitzi the one who's completely satisfied. He's got an obligation to bench midrabanan. So we're learning over here that you only bench with the reise if you are full. Do you have a bench if you're not full? Does it ever happen to you? Ever happened? You're still a bit hungry and you need to bench? Yeah, you don't have enough sandwich? Ever happened? No, in Pardes it doesn't happen. You can always go to the... Yeah. Ever bench when you're not full? Does it ever happen? It's mit Rabbonon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is obviously talking about if somebody else is moitzi you benching. But if everybody benches himself, is moitzi himself, then then it wouldn't apply. Elo she'achod mezamen aleim lo kabdinon kulehai. We're not makpid then. Telechatchil yochel mezamen aleim af mishal yochel kim kizayis. We're only talking about someone who else is moitzi you. If you're not moitzi, then it doesn't really. There's no consequence because you only chayv drabonon. You can bench with drabonon. That's fine. It's only if you're moitzi others. Don't be moitzi somebody. If you have only eaten the kizayis, you're still a bit hungry. Don't be moitzi somebody who is benching with the reiser. I had a shaila many years ago, mamash many years ago, I remember in grammar school, I had a shaila. Is there an obligation to put yourself into a matzav of, you've eaten the kizayis. Imagine you're eating the kizayis. And you're still a bit hungry, but you're okay to bench now. You're not going to suffer. You're okay to bench now. Do you have to eat more to bench with the reiser or not? No. Why? I think you're right.
Bench, you have exactly the same behavior you had before you started washing.
Right. Very good. What do you think? What do you think, Taina? Person 8. Do you need to, and you're ready to bench, but you're still a bit hungry. Your obligation to bench now is only going to be with Rabbonon. Do you need to eat a bit more now? You should be completely satisfied that your obligation should be with the Reise. So he's saying that lechatchel you should. Kabi holds that lechatchel you should eat a bit more to have chiyum d'raisa. Now I think what do you Taina? Pashto's not. I think so too. I think there is no obligation to eat more. It doesn't sound like from here that you have an obligation to put yourself into d'raisa benching. I don't think so. Habgidin, what do you Taina? Do you have an obligation to put yourself into d'raisa benching? I think Pashto's you don't. It doesn't say. I think you would have said it over here. That you should lechatchil eat a bit more to have chayim d'raisa. It doesn't say that. Only it says that just don't be moitzi yanim. Don't be moitzi somebody else.
It depends how you interpret v'achalta v'zavata.
That's right.
If it's v'achalta v'zavata.
That's exactly where we are coming from. The Shulchan Aruch is coming from the Shulchan Aruch is coming from that very halacha that v'chalta v'savato v'rachta, that v'rachta only comes after v'chalta and savato. If there's no svia, if there's no satisfaction, there's no v'rachta, there's no obligation to bench. But mit rabbonon there still is. So do you have to put yourself into a v'chalta v'savato in order to have a d'raisa benching? Or maybe you don't need to. Maybe on a d'rabbonon level you're fine. You bench on a d'rabbonon level. Very good. That's going to be the Ramah. That's going to be the Ramah. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Ramah. Let us continue with the Ramah. The Ramah says as follows. Hagav, yesh oimim, je'enu chayv levorach medereise im lo shosav v'tov lishtois. Ramah has another opinion, which is also Rishonim, that yesh oimim, je'enu chayv levorach medereise, you don't have to bench medereise im lo shosav. If you did not drink, and you are thirsty, you can't bench medereise. You bench, but only medereise. Because v'chalta v'savoto according to some rishonim is referring to only once you drank, you have an obligation to bench. If you didn't drink and you are thirsty, then you don't have to bench medereise. Medrabon you do, but not medereise. Therefore, says the Ramah, if there are some who did drink, some who didn't drink, who should be benching and be moitzi others? That's right. The one who did drink, the one who drank should be the one who is moitzi others because he's got an obligation, which is on a Torah level, as opposed to anybody else who didn't drink, who are on the Rabbonon level of benching. So it appears that you don't have to put yourself, you don't have to necessarily drink. It doesn't sound like it. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah 1 minute. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chof Hei. Yesh Oim She'enu Chayv. The Svir Aleu. The Ma'at Dor Shemei B'Gemora. They hold. Those Rishonim hold. That it's Rishonim. That V'chalta Zu Achile V'Savata Zu Shtiyah. The other on the interpretation of V'Savata is that it's talking about drinking. V'Chalta is you ate. Savata is you drank. then uvirachta you should bench. So either means full satisfaction or it means drinking, and only then you're going to have to obligation to bench. If you drank after eating, then you have to bench. And if you didn't drink, the obligation only with rabbonon. What if he's not? If he's not thirsty at all? Let's say you ate and you're not thirsty at all. Is it deraisa or drabonon according to this opinion? If you're not thirsty. Drabonon? Oh, very meduyek, absolutely. Mishtebos have gone chavob. Vutoev lishtois, the imenu toev lishtois. If you're not thirsty, le kula alma kunut. All opinions, chayim deraisa. I'll please see it. If you're not thirsty, you're going to be obligated to bench deraisa. Now, I want to tell you why this is so incredibly halacha lemaisa. It's mamash very, very. It's Rav Yashiv is ma'or this and b'shem. I'm only contemporary poiskim, but it's so. It's lechayre poshut. Lechayre it's poshut. That's why it was not earlier mentioned earlier poiskim. Lechayre it's poshut. Imagine you benched after a meal that you're not completely full. So you ate, but you could have had a second dessert, but there just wasn't any. Okay, you could have had another schnitzel. It never happened, kind of thing. And you bench now, although you're not completely full. Now, what happens is, you literally, straight after benching, you bench. The benching was, Drabonon, because you're still a bit hungry. Now, after benching, you got, a tea was served, together with cake. Tea with cake. And was a few types of cake, and you went through this, and you went through that, and you had another one of the first one again. And then you saw a couple of biscuits on the side. Now, you're quite... What? People do that? No, Rav Yashiv mentions it. It must have happened once. I don't know. So now, after going through that, now you're okay. Now you're fine. Now, what is the dilemma now? What is the problem? Do you hear the problem arising? What do you bench now? Ala michyo? Ala michyo? Gabi says ala michyo.
If you had a share, like I told before.
You want to hear the share? Right. There is a massive problem now, because it could be, as Rav Yashiv points out, now that you're completely satisfied, never mind that child, which is very true as well, you have now the sphere which makes you obligated in the benching with the rice. Porach. You're saying that Porach. See, so now, you're saying, Rabbi Feingoldstein, that, 1 second, you're benched. So as far as the benching is concerned, that parasha is finished. Yeah, you see that Porach? It's disappeared. So now it's a new obligation. That economy is going to be a new obligation. That's what he's saying. Ah, yeah, that could be a good limud chos. But one could argue that since the verchalta is the benching, the reisel that now could be that the reisel level of benching is now triasamesim now. Triasamesim now of the benching, that now you've got verchalta vesavoto. Verchalta vesavoto verachto. Yeah. So it would go into the category of going into the category of the rabbonon being mafkia and uprooting the rice obligations.
You benched, so now you've been mafkia any obligation.
Right.
Otherwise, it's a mockery of tikkunos mid rabbonon.
Right. It's not really a mockery, because it could be that it's the obligation. It could be it was fine then, but now you're adding to the.
Where you were in such a massive shaila that now you've got a big suffix with the
raisa. Yeah, you're saying that.
It would never been such.
You're saying a svora, nice svora. That since the chachamim said that you're going to bench with the rabbonon, it's very unlikely that the obligation didn't put you all together. So you say that it's unlikely that there is still an obligation once you're eating more, that isn't the raisa coming back. Yeah. Certainly, yeah. I hear the svara. I hear. Lemaisa, I want to point out that many poskim are very much noted that the benching should, they should be benching then, benching the Daraisa. Yeah.
So you benched already.
Yeah, many poskim, they don't understand why there shouldn't be a benching Daraisa. Although I hear that svara, it's a nice svara, but they are masupak, and they say that could be that now there's a svara Daraisa. What makes you? What it's as if you there's a svara Daraisa. Yeah, then for sure. Yeah, yeah. What? Yeah. Why did you bench in the first place? Kind of thing.
Educated, you think, oh, that's fine. I'll wash again. And
yeah.
Whenever you cake anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. So right. So, but it's, again, it's. Yes, that's the nice what some poskim say. Okay, so we learned two very important shittas rishonim tonight. Really important shittas rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch started off telling us that if you've got a few people eating together, if they all know how to bench, then ideally the person who benches should be the one who ate and is completely satisfied. He can be motzi others. Some people who are not completely satisfied, they should not be moitzi others who are completely satisfied. We're learning from here the shit v'chalta v'savota kunut these rishonim Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like that. But there is only v'chalta v'savota. There's only benching if you are completely full and you feel completely satisfied from the meal. It appears from the Mishnah Berurah that there's an obligation to put yourself into that situation. You don't have to keep going. The other opinion that the Ramah brings down is that v'chalta v'savata. Savata is referring to drinking, and it's an obligation. There's only an obligation to bench on a Torah level if you ate and you drank, provided you're thirsty. If you didn't drink and you are thirsty, the obligation of benching is only medrabanon. If you are not thirsty at all, then the obligation according to all opinions is medraisa. And right, and so tomorrow Mitzvah will be ready for Simon Kuf Tzadiches Echol Nichmos Etzel Shloshes Ochlu Mitzvah Hashem.